if one doesn't meditate on death and on the uncertainty of the circumstances and the time of death, there's really a much greater possibility that one procrastinates. One continues being involved in one's worldly affairs, thinking, today I won't practice so diligently, or I'll put it off till tomorrow. I'll start next week. You put it off one day, another day, eventually a week goes by, a month goes by, a year goes by, eventually maybe 10 years go by, and we completely forget to practice. Or every now and then we think to practice, the thought enters our mind, but very quickly it disappears, and we continue pursuing our worldly desires, our worldly concerns. And then eventually maybe there's great remorse or regret for not using the opportunity to practice. And when we don't practice, what happens? All the time that we're involved with all of these material concerns is generally what we do is we accumulate more negative karma. Our karma becomes stronger, and also our habits become stronger, and it becomes more and more difficult to transform those habits. Those good opportunities that we had to practice maybe don't come about so easily anymore. We're very much more easily distracted, and sometimes we don't have the energy. As we get older, that energy disappears, and we maybe don't have so much enthusiasm and the energy to transform. We're maybe not so interested to transform anymore. In addition, we may tend towards being a little more lazy, not practice so conscientiously, so diligently. Oh, tomorrow will come, we'll practice tomorrow, or I'll practice harder the next day. And then what happens is practitioners, their practice is up and down. They are sometimes very enthusiastic and very diligent. And then for a while, they don't have any energy. They don't have any enthusiasm. They just don't seem to be able to get going in their practice. And so then their practice doesn't really develop significantly. And their practice becomes superficial. Or they are really practice for more personal gain rather than for the benefit of others. And it's also much easier for one's practice to regress. Some people start very enthusiastically, a lot of energy. They really believe in and they realize the benefits of practice. But later, after a while, because their practice hasn't been so stable and they haven't been so diligent and committed, then they don't seem to see the results that they were hoping for or they expected, and they start to give up, or their practice starts to wane, it reduces, and eventually they may even get to a state where they stop practicing altogether. And because they didn't have any special realizations, they may even begin to have a negative attitude or even slander the Dharma or their teachers. Also, without a thorough practice of impermanence, many students are reluctant to give up their worldly desires, their worldly pursuits. And because of this, they either break vows or they don't practice, they increase their negativity, and they can be lazy. And laziness doesn't just mean sitting doing nothing. There is the laziness of doing nothing. There's also the laziness of being busy, doing everything else that is not important, that won't help generate positive karma and develop one in the direction or help one progress in the direction of attaining enlightenment, of attaining liberation. Very busy doing things that are insignificant or not important. Although we're very busy, it's not what is important. Or it might be very busy creating negative karma. And then at the end of the day, we still have to face death. And then we realize that maybe the only thing that was most important was the practicing of the Dharma. And it could leave people with a great sense of remorse or regret. They had a wonderful opportunity. They had the time, they had the possibility, but they wasted it. And then they leave, and then they go into the Bardos without any great support. And this could also bring about great fear and great suffering. And what will happen in their next lives? What type of life will they begin in their next life? Do they know? And in this respect, it's also good to be aware of the disadvantages of not practicing impermanence and not practicing, which will also hopefully encourage us to practice, motivate us to practice, and to turn our mind towards the Dharma, to transforming our own mind and benefiting sentient beings.